When you see a smile, that's the first thing you see on someone's face. And when you can't smile and show your emotions, you can't be who you want to be.
Welcome to Dental Implant Talk, stories of real patients. Today, we're bringing you stories from real dental implant patients who have undergone their own smile transformations. So I'm sure each of you were expecting certain things to change after receiving your new smile. But in this episode, I want to ask, what's something that you didn't expect to change after getting your dental implants, but it did?
The freedom to be able to be me. I can eat whatever I want. I can talk with my friends, and the freedom to not have to say, oh, I can bust a gut. I can eat whatever I want. I mean, for me, it's freedom. I thought I was just going to get some teeth so I can chew and have a pretty smile, but it is so much more.
For me, like, I just love feeling normal. I love being able to be out in the world and feeling like everybody else. It's not trying to hide from something. You know, when you're hiding your face, and you can't be who you want to be. You can't show your emotions because you're hiding your emotions. It's like you got to, like you're putting a sheet or a cloth or something in front of your face so you're hiding from the world. You want to be there inside your heart. You want to be there. You want to be a part of something, but you know that as soon as you open your mouth, you're being profiled. I mean, honestly, I've never been the type of person that would look at somebody and say, oh, look, he's got bad teeth, or, oh, they got beautiful teeth. But I tell you what, now I do. For some reason, it's just like I just see people and now I notice, you know, it is the smile. When you see a smile, that's the first thing you see on someone's face. And to have that, and it's like, it just lights up the whole room. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what's going on. People see your smile and they smile too. It just feels really good to be able to be who you want to be. And when you can't smile and show your emotions, you can't be who you want to be.
So for me, like, everything changed. Everything changed. I feel like, you know, the sun got a little bit brighter. You know what I mean? I can smell flowers now. You know what I mean? Like, it was a total and complete game changer for me. And the biggest thing for me was the fact that I was able to stop smoking, because I tried for probably about 2 or 3 years, and, you know, was successful for maybe a couple months, but then something stressful would happen. And next thing you know, I've got a cigarette and I'm like, you know, this, there has to be a better way. Go to Nubia.
Good for you.
They gave me the consultation, and, you know, I took about a week or so to kind of think about, okay, well, should I do this? Is this where I need to be? And, you know, I prayed about it and did everything I could. But for that entire week, I could think of nothing else except the fact that I'm like, I could have new teeth by now. You know, I could have had my teeth by now. Let me go ahead and quit playing. And so I called them and said, okay, all right, let's do it. And they said, okay, come on in. They scheduled me, and I went in and did my smile design, and 24 hours later, So, you know, it's the major thing for me is that I noticed an immediate difference in my health, my energy level, and I'm grateful that I was able to stop smoking cigarettes, and I feel a whole lot better about everything.
For me, the thing that struck me almost immediately and continues was my wife's first view of my teeth, because I've been married forever, and so she's seen all these crummy teeth I've had, and to see her look when I first smiled at her, in that little video we had, I giggled at that point because I was about to cry and I was trying to hide the tears because I was so taken by that. This almost 2 years now, and she continues in a moment, you know, we're just doing whatever we're doing, and she acknowledges how pretty the teeth are, and that, to me, that's priceless. I have bad teeth my whole life, and quite frankly, I didn't care. But when she showed that spontaneous reminder that getting these teeth was so beneficial, that pleases my heart. So that's really good stuff.
So cute.
That was beautiful. So I'm over here like, I can definitely relate to that, Duncan, but I was in here thinking, because I was dealing with depression with my teeth, and it actually caused me to gain a lot of weight. So when we started the soft pull process, I didn't even realize I was actually losing weight. So when I realized I was losing weight, I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay with this. Let's see how much weight I can lose. So it actually gave me a drive to actually take care of my health. And when I saw I started losing weight, I was like, okay, girl. That was like a real life-changing experience for me as well. And that was awesome.
That's too cool.
I wanted to lose weight, but I think I gained weight. I could eat anything. I was like, the weightless thing is like gone out the window. I could chew anything now. We get that on me.
If you're a listener, you may be wondering if you're eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours like these patients. So make sure to take our 60-second quiz in the description below.
You know what I found, though, that I didn't think that I would like? And I found that I really do love, because not just because I can eat it now, but because it's really good. Cereal and milk.
Yes.
I mean, cereal and milk. I can have Lucky Charms. I can have Frosted Flakes. I haven't had any Grape Nuts yet. But I mean, Cheerios, that's supposed to be good for your heart, right? But I mean, seriously, I can chomp down on some Lucky Charms. Frosted Flakes. I'm already a little loopy, so I don't think my family would let me have any more Fruit Loops. But hey, everything else is pretty good.
That's so great.
What about the first meal after you were cleared to eat harder foods? What was the meal?
Steak. It was obviously steak. I couldn't choose steak, so. It was a great filet. I mean, we had steak and potato and salad, because you could never really eat the salad. You know what I mean? You always had like and that was like something I really looked forward to, was being able to eat the salad. Every once in a while, if you got a really good steak, even without teeth, you can eat steak. You know, you just kind of gum it and swallow it down. But to get an actual steak with a salad and a potato and be able to eat the crunchy stuff in the salad and put croutons on the are you kidding me? Croutons on a salad? Yes, that was great. Yeah, I had a salad and steak and potatoes for that meal. I think it was like 4 or 5 months out, and it was a wonderful feeling. And I was there for the steak, but I left happy because I ate the salad with croutons. And I want to say too, like these moments aren't just the little moments that we speak of or that we can remember or talk about. These are things that happen on a daily basis for us. Because this is a whole new life. And it might not just be, you know, this incident or that incident. You know, 10, 20, 30 different incidents a day happen. It just happens all around you, all over the... I mean, look at us now. We're all on camera. We would have never been here before, Nubia. None of us. I don't think... Yeah. With these smiles and stuff, look at us. We're all here helping other people become...
Yeah.
Be a part of what we're doing. And that's important, because people need to know that it's not just the moment of this or the moment of that. Moments are happening every day, all the time.
Yeah, like being able to realize you can eat jelly beans on Easter.
Every day we wake up, we got something to look forward to, and we can smile like that.
Absolutely, yeah.
To be able to talk about it, you guys, and we're talking about a dentist. Normally when you hear talk about a dentist, it's something negative, but to speak in, and we're talking about positive stuff, no fear, and we're excited to go back to the dentist.
Well, it's their kindness, I think, that sets them aside from everything else. And they're fabulous. And no matter what you eat, you just water pick it out. But yeah, I mean, gosh, I love their kindness. There's no, I mean, it's like walking into Cheers and you're Norm, you know? They walk in like, Leslie, it's like, holy guys.
It's like they prepare every minute of their day to make sure that they're there for you. And they make you feel like you're the only one they're there for. And it doesn't matter if you go in once or twice or three times. That third time's going to feel just like the first time. They were there to be there for you. And it makes you feel like you were the only one on their list or their itinerary for that day. Whether it's the doctor or whether it's the person answering the phone, they're there for you and only you.
Yeah. So many of us have lifetimes of so many terrible dental appointments and situations, And we see it in the people that communicate with us online. They are so fearful and so scared of their history of dental work. And all of a sudden, they see Nuvia. And what I notice, or at least what I pick up on, is how fear has just taken so much of life away from people because of their teeth. And they get presented Nuvia, and they're still fighting that deep-centered fear that, well, it can't be. And again, as Sean, as you mentioned, the joy we have of getting together and sharing our experience, and as we get older in with our new teeth, I'm 2 years into this and I don't have a problem. I never went 2 years without a tooth problem. That didn't mean I dealt with it every time. I would deal with it when the pain got so bad I couldn't deal with it anymore. And so many people that come to Nuvia looking, we have a whole lot in common with them. And this is just thrilling for us, but it's a blessing for people who take the time to listen and are willing to take that first step, because at Nuvia is the place. It doesn't matter what town you live in, where you go, Nuvia is Nuvia 100%, and that it doesn't get any better than that.
I can't imagine what I would be doing right now had I not found Nuvia. Probably still on the internet looking at different companies and different places trying to figure out what the best option for me was. But I mean, I can recall, you know, I was doing a little bit of research, and one day just scrolling on social media, Nuvia popped up, and I said, well, here's another one. Let me just click on this one and see what they're talking about. Hit the button. They're like, yeah, just schedule a consultation. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. I answered a couple questions, and within maybe 48 hours, I got a phone call. And was like, okay, all right, well, yeah, I'll come in for a consultation. I went in for the consultation and was pleasantly surprised. Like, I don't really have any fear of going to the doctor or going to the dentist, but it just got to the point to where anytime I did go to the dentist, it felt like, you know, they were just, you know, trying to Band-Aid the issue. You know what I mean? Their solution to everything was, well, let's pull the tooth. Let's go ahead and pull the tooth. And so I got so used to going to the dentist. Just, you know, if I had a toothache and they pulled the tooth, I was fine for another month or two. And then, you know, it'd be another issue on the other side or whatever it was. And of course, go back. Well, come on, let's extract the tooth. So for me, like everything changed.
And it's really becoming Nuvia Nation, you guys.
Yes, it is.
They have like 14 centers open now. And my teeth next month will be my 2-year birthday for my beautiful teeth.
Yay.
Just that amount of time, they have grown 10 places because they only had 3 places when I got my tea.
Right.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just gone.
Wow.
It is so exciting to be able to believe in a company that does what they say and say what they do and just give you that kindness. And when we're terrified, their kindness kind of rubs off on you, don't you think, and makes you a little bit less scared and makes you more excited. And they were so excited to see me the day of surgery, and all I'm thinking about is everything I have is going to be yanked. This is my last chance. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And they were so kind and so excited for me that I was a little bit excited. Not, don't be, I still Lucille Bullcrat. But I was built a little bit better. And then not having to see, having to see no teeth. I mean, I saw myself with no teeth. I don't like how I look.
That's right.
You don't have to do that.
Right.
Not for 6 months, not for 9 months. You know, these babies get in 24 hours later. I mean, they've got it. They're the golden ticket. They've got the kindness and they've got the next day fixed.
To experience more life-changing stories from real dental implant patients, Be sure to subscribe and gain access to our latest episodes on your preferred podcasting platform. And to connect directly with these patients and other Nuvia patients, join our exclusive SmileMaker Facebook group in the description below.